Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. The next 2.5 hours here on ESPN 97.5, Raheel will join us at 9 o'clock. I got to say.
Raheel's back from his...
No, he's not.
Oh, he's off today, too?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't come back
from
tomorrow.
His adventure?
Screw Raheel, then.
Raheel's like... Raheel's... If you follow him on Instagram, it's almost like a journey to for better understanding of self, and he's... He's on some kind of spiritual mission. When I go to San Francisco, you know what I do? Hit restaurants, do fun stuff. Or, this rock gives me a peace. And then he started doing all this fake real motivation on Instagram, well, too, which is even better.
That's his go-to move now.
There were some real ones, like, this rock is everything in life. It didn't even have fake real motivation. Like, what are you doing? What exactly is happening here?
I'm watching this Steeler fan. There are chips and everything that was on this table, and it's on the wall.
They did not have a good day. Steeler fans yesterday.
Steeler fan had a really, really
horrific
day.
But at least Antonio
day.
Brown's out with a torn calf. It's partially torn. He's going to be back. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I guess.
Allegedly.
I guess partially torn calf.
And how are you going to run with a partially torn calf?
I mean, apparently it's easy.
Looked like he had a rough time even getting off the field. That was an ugly play. And Twitter decided he had a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Twitter's good like that.
Yeah, I know. From thousands of miles away, it's always easy to diagnose, a broken leg. But that was a hell of a game. That was a hell of a football game.
Who, the Texans? Oh, you meant the Steelers and the Patriots. Yeah, that one was good. So, I told you last week we did our picks, like, they can't stay. Like, this was the worst. There's not a worse matchup for the Texans in pro football. I really think the Jaguars are a terrible matchup for the Patriots, frankly. But because their defensive front is so good, and the Patriots' offensive line's not good.
That's kryptonite for the Patriots.
Yeah, they really are. And if Blake Bortles plays just okay, that could end up being a team who represents, God forbid, goes to a Super Bowl. And I say that because Jacksonville, you know, that's a sexy defense, actually. And they have Leonard Fournette. But it just Bortles in a Super Bowl is just crazy.
Well, but Bortles versus, I mean, look at any quarterback other than Cam in the NFC. If you want to know the truth,
that's true.
I don't want to see the New
Bortles
England
Keenum. Here it comes.
Yeah, I don't want to see Kip Foles and Brady. I just don't want to see that.
Yeah. Well, do you want to see? I don't know that I want to see Bortles, but here's the thing.
That would be more, I think. A better matchup, if you want to know the truth.
From a matchup standpoint. Yeah. Here's the thing. The Texans had an absolutely awful, and I mean awful, matchup against Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville's front seven is just a bunch of bullies. I mean, they're just, well, not even front
that was
seven.
A competitive game.
They're an entire defense. Yeah, I mean, they're just completely, they just have way too much talent. So there's nothing the Texans could, there's no play calling they can do. There's no scheming. There's nothing you can do other than just take your ass whooping and wait for the clock to hit zeros. That's all the Texans could do.
But is there any reason why three receivers no one's ever heard of could light up the Texans the way they did?
Well, dude had one catch in his career.
I didn't even know him. And then Mickens, I knew. I wrote him up. I had like a. He's a classic case of just, you got Marquise Lee hurt again. You, This is crazy. I don't know who Jacksonville has left at wide receiver. They had a bunch of just no names, just gashing the Texans. What an embarrassment to let AJ Bouye right now, his completion percentage against, his quarterback rating against like 17, his six picks, 17 passes defensed. It's could go down as the greatest cornerback combination in the history of football when it's all said and done. We're 1 year in, but both guys are young guys. And the Texans are an embarrassment to let AJ Bouye go. It's just this management team just doesn't understand with the disaster of Glover Quinn for Coach Ed Reed. Come on, let's get out here and play if we are trying to do some Ed Reed style. What are we doing, Ed Reed? I'm trying to coach y'all up, let y'all know where to go. Ed, you can't even barely run anymore. Why do we have you? And we just got rid of a 26-year-old safety. Why? Yeah. Why is that?
Oh,
no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
We said that yesterday.
AJ Bouye, and you got Kevin Johnson. Who? I mean, if this guy, all he does is just kind of mirrors patterns and lets guys catch it and tackles them.
Or holds
interferes around the goal line.
And then he'll come up with a big hit and be out for 3 weeks or more.
Because he's 170.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's 170 pounds. I don't know. Lester Hayes and Mike Haynes might have something to say about it.
No, there's some very good ones. I'm just saying this one is 1 year in, but Jalen Ramsey has the potential to be one of the all-time.
Yeah, he's really good.
And AJ Bouye, it's not like he just started making plays on the ball now.
No.
He's been doing this for a long time. It used to just be he got burned by double moves all the time, and that was his kryptonite. Now he's kind of figured some stuff out. AJ Bouye's for real. AJ Bouye's really, really talented. And I can't remember who was on the broadcast yesterday, but they said, I don't ever remember a defensive front this good with two cornerbacks this good. Yeah. Like, you usually don't have a pass rush and
maybe the
lockdown corners. Yeah, maybe
steel
you'd
curtain.
Have to go that far. Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely. So you have to go all the way back to the late 70s to find two man cover shutdown corners that you can match with the best pass rush in the game. It's of course the Texans helped to pad those stats, but Saxonville added to those yesterday. But the Texans had no chance of winning. T.J. Yates in that offensive line versus this defense, no chance. What was embarrassing was no Fournette, no wide receivers, and your offense got gashed. Your defense got gashed like that. That was just embarrassing. And that was a quit. Now Bill O'Brien we haven't seen a whole lot of quits on Bill O'Brien. That one in the second half, I say it's quit. They were going to get embarrassed. Even healthy, 8 out of 10 times. With Deshaun, it's a different game. But I still think they get embarrassed.
I got texted during the game, though. They quit. I don't think they quit. I just think they suck so bad.
Yeah, that might be. I say quit. Well, the defense, I'm not sure that some of the vets are at 100% all the time. J-Jo right now, I don't know how a secondary can play that poorly. I don't know how it's happening. And this team is getting to the point in the season where it's like, let's just get this.
Everybody wants to get this over
let's
with.
Let's finish this thing.
Yeah, we just want to get
so, this. I mean, that it's going to.
And you get the Steelers this week now. And, I mean, come on Christmas
Steelers
Day.
Steelers have to keep winning.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No, they have to win. So, I mean, that's going to be just brutal. Everybody wants to play the Texans right now. Honestly, they made Mickens look like he was a Hall of Famer.
Do you still think O'Brien could keep his job because of the Deshaun success he had? Because that hasn't gone away.
Yeah.
He had success with Deshaun.
No, I really do. I think that that's a real possibility. Now, all of this stuff. Now, okay, so another job opened up. Marvin is gone. Marv Lewis is gone. He's done. He said he's retiring. He's going to go into the private sector, sell bras or something. I don't know what he's doing. But there's another job that's open, and if I'm Bill O'Brien and I don't like it, I really don't like it here and don't think that I can win with Rick Smith. Let's face it. Now that Kevin Johnson sucks and Will Fuller is good, I guess.
When he plays.
I guess he is. We'll see. He's another 140-pound guy that you know, you took a chance on a Kevin Johnson who's slight of build, and now you got a Will Fuller who's slight of build. How will they hold up in the NFL? They haven't. They're not holding up in the NFL. So now all of a sudden some first-round picks aren't working out when no second or third or fourth or fifths are working out? Honestly, I'm Bill O'Brien, I have to be disgusted with what's going on. You have to be.
Well, they didn't address.
You have absolutely no. the Texans, and for years, their special teams have sucked. You know why? Because they don't draft well. Because second, third, fourth, fifth rounders, those are your special team guys.
Yeah.
And they don't have any.
They didn't. The Texans didn't address the offensive line in the offseason. When I say offseason, I mean initial wave of free agency. I mean the draft. Because you did have draft picks last year. You frankly should have used your third on an offensive lineman and not a running back. And that has nothing to do with Foreman, who I like. It's just the fact was you knew Dwayne Brown was not long for this team. You knew that already.
Even
and
if
you knew
was.
You didn't have an answer at right tackle. Even if you thought, hey, Dwayne is going to be fine with everything,
right.
Which you already knew he wasn't, by the way, but you needed to find right tackle. You don't want Chris Clark playing again. And then you end up with Bruno Giacomini, who is off the, you know, basically off the scrap heap. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything to address it. And you already knew that Xavier Seofilo is a massive weakness in pass protection on the interior, which is one of the most dangerous things you can have is a civic guard, because people are in your quarterback's face all the time. This is completely malfeasance. I don't know what I want to say, but the Texans have, Rick Smith has done some pretty good things like Deshaun Watson, but there's not a cohesive success rate anywhere in there that you can, like you said, Fuller and Johnson, you can't, there's not enough of a hit rate. There's not a big enough plus on Fuller yet. And there's definitely not one on Johnson at all that they're making impacts. Like, that's your saving grace. Oh, DeAndre Hopkins, JJ Watt, you know, Whitney Mercilus, you start hanging your hat. If you're not hitting first rounders, then you're in trouble, because we know 2 through 5. We know, generally speaking, 2 through 5 is not going to go well. Now, Bernardrick McKinney, I think, is a good pick. Zach Cunningham, you know, we'll see how it plays out, but he can at least cover people. But it's just not, I mean, that is just, that team with J.J. Watt, I don't even know if J.J. ever gets healthy. I really don't know. And then you got Clowney, got beat up a little bit yesterday. Just finish this out.
And Nick Martin banged up.
That's really
a big loss, yeah. Nick Martin again.
Well, this is frankly, I think it's going to be an easy choice where the Texans are going to say, let's hit reset. This is not working. Bill O'Brien will get what he wants, which is out of here. I think Rick Smith's going to get what he wants, which is Bill O'Brien out of here. And they'll move forward in a different direction. And we'll see if it's different. I mean, anytime Deshaun Watson's playing, we've already seen it can be vastly different.
Oh.
But with that said, they're building a bully in Jacksonville right now. They're building a bully. You added Cam Robinson, who's kind of a bully left tackle also. Now all they got to do is just keep adding to what they already have. And if they get, God forbid, they get a quarterback, or God forbid, Blake Bortles figures out how to be average, I don't know how you're going to win in this division.
Oh, well, yeah, no. That's all they have to do is grab a quarterback. What about Lamar Jackson in this offense with this team?
I mean, all you have to do, yeah, I don't know.
That would be scary. That's horrific. That would be horrific, mm-hmm, if they got a quarterback. And you know what? Blake Bortles has actually played. He's actually played really good.
Yeah.
He's played really well. 712 ESPN 97.5. So that's the good news.
Why, that's all the good news.
Why did we lead? Why are we talking about the Texans?
Lance
in the first
distracted
second? You did that. I'm trying to talk about the Steelers and Patriots, and you go right to the Texans. That's right.
Well, we are a Houston-based show.
They need their shine.
Yeah.
Only when we're talking about the Rockets and the Astros.
Oh, so we're not Houston-based when Texans are.
Do you want to be a Houston-based Texan show?
I just,
is that what you want?
I just love the Texans, particularly when after you take a 45-7 ass whooping, your star defensive end goes, yeah, the other quarterback's trash. He's trash. Hey, Jadeveon, how do you feel about the improvement of Blake Bortles? He's trash. Were you out there for what he did to you?
I don't know if you know this, but yeah, he just kicked your ass.
And you were playing against him.
He's trash.
He kicked your ass with people you couldn't tell me where they went to college. There's no chance you could tell me where they went to college.
No.
And he said he's trash. I was like, then what does that make you guys?
What about your quarterback?
The immediate follow-up should be, thoughts on T.J. Yates? I mean, he's out there battling.
All right, 713-780-3776.
Hey, one Houston team is handling their business. We'll talk about the team that's handling their business.
They really are.
As there was a blistering, and then they had to, you know, do the old switch flipping they do now on Saturday against Milwaukee. They were just like, can we just win this game?
Well, that was 3 games in 4 nights. And you could tell that the legs and brought in Tarik Black. And guess what? He played his ass off.
And they got a bench now.
They do. All right, we'll talk about that on the other side, but let's talk right now about Absolute Marble and Granite. My man, Jeff Aronoff, is waiting for you to give him a call and and get in on 20% off right now. You say, well, we're doing the holiday thing. Yeah, well, how about tell her, listen, how about Jeff Aronoff comes over this week and we talk about getting that new countertop for you for, listen, you got to get it anyway. You might as well give it to her for Christmas. Here, how about a new countertop? Jeff Aronoff's going to put it in. How about Jeff comes over and tells us exactly, look, and here are the styles, and I would suggest this. If you don't know, you don't know nothing about countertops. What you know about countertops? You don't know nothing about them. Jeff Aronoff knows about them because he does them every day. What about a new vanity or a new outdoor patio, a new outdoor kitchen? Jeff Aronoff can put all that stuff in for you. That's what he does every single day. So you want that and you want to give it to her for Christmas because you don't want to buy her something else? That's easy. All you got to do is call 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wasn't feeling well at all, but you know, Doc came in and just told me that it's going to be painful, but you can play through it. You know, it can't get worse, but it's going to be pretty painful until obviously, you give
us some
time. So,
I said that,
I was like, let's go.
Oh, can barely hear that. That was James Harden talking about playing through pain. Yeah, the Rockets win again. They are just, and, you know, I was skeptical of bringing in Chris Paul, not enough basketballs. There's plenty of basketballs for two guys that
and
have to have
James
the ball.
James makes it work.
Yeah.
James makes it work. I mean, I've said it before. I'm not going to keep harping on it, but he deserves credit for that because James is going to – he's taking heat. He's going to continue to take heat when things don't go right. I mean, that's just how it works. He's taking well-deserved heat. But he's also taken a step back and said, hey, I just want to win. Come on in, big dog. And they've played great together.
I'm starting to believe that this is a team that could – you know, this could be like the Astros.
It's got some staying power. It doesn't have a lot of weaknesses.
No, and you know, all Houston teams, everybody's got to take with a grain of salt, and you have to wait for the anvil to fall, and you got to maybe not anymore. Maybe after the Astros, you know, you all of a sudden you look and you say, wait a minute, they're quite possibly the best team. Now that's all I have to do is do it in the postseason, nut up, have some stones, as opposed to playing scared in elimination games.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid just because it's Golden State. Go, you know what? Don't be afraid. The Astros weren't afraid. It was the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox, a baseball wealth, you know? And, you know, they just said, screw you. We're better than you.
They match up pretty well with Golden State because they've got, first of all, Steph Curry has to play some defense against this team. There's really no, you can't hide Steph Curry. Steph Curry's got to go play defense. This isn't a Pat Beverly situation. You're going to have to play somebody. We know Klay Thompson is the one who usually drags James around, and he gets in foul trouble a lot of times. I mean, James is going to get anyone in foul trouble. So I think that's an advantage to take a shooter like that and potentially get him in foul trouble. And their bench now can match up. They got a great shot. The Spurs, I never want to write the Spurs off, but I'm just not sure. LaMarcus Aldridge has just not felt, I know he's playing better, but it's just not felt like LaMarcus. This isn't the guy that was ripping Dwight open 4 years ago, was it now? When he was LaMarcus Olajuwon, when he came in with Portland and was like putting 50 on everyone. Like, holy, who is this guy? He can't miss. He's not even that guy anymore. So, Rockets right now, 24-4. They play Utah Jazz tonight, who are slumping. This is a lot of basketball in a short period of time, but wasn't that long ago, they had this super long break for whatever reason. So we'll see if the Rockets can keep it going. They've got, it's now 13 straight, or is it 14 on Saturday?
It's 13 straight, right? And Chris Paul's 14-0 because he played the first game of the year.
Yeah, they haven't lost with Chris Paul.
They have not lost with one
They're
game.
They're 14-0 when Chris Paul. So here's your number if you guys want to jump in and talk about Texans or Rockets or whatever. We're going to get to the Steelers in a second. 713 780 3776. You guys jump on in, and we'll start taking your phone calls. We'll get in quick. 713-780-3776. The Steelers and Patriots, it lived up to the hype.
It was
a lower-scoring game until the end where the team started going up and down the field and scoring when they needed to. And, man, Antonio Brown was lost, at least for a short term, with partially torn calf. I don't know about you, John, but when that happened, I'm thinking, well, how are the Steelers going to hang on? But they got a ton of weapons. Smith-Schuster is a good player as a rookie. Martavis Bryant can play. They got enough talent.
Yeah, and Jesse James is. And anytime you want, you go to Le'Veon Bell, and he gets seven or eight at any time for you.
But Gronk put together on the drive to basically win the, well, to go ahead. I can't call it win the game because of what happened with Ben Roethlisberger. You really had to see this game. The last 6 minutes of this game were unbelievable. Rob Gronkowski had a drive where he had two seam catches down the field. Tom Brady made some really good throws. His third catch, he picked it off the ground.
Yes.
Like, that was an unbelievable catch. And then his final, and then the touchdown and Deion Lewis touchdown run, they went down the field on the Steelers like they went down the field on the Texans. It was just like, crap, you left a minute for the Steelers. Like, this, you scored too fast.
And the Smith-Schuster catch and run, a 5-yard slant that turned into...
even worse. It was a shallow crossing route, like 2 yards. Just,
yeah. I mean, unbelievable that they would be able to pick that. He'd run down the sideline.
Tell him what happened. So Rob Gronkowski also, after beating... Okay, we got to start with this one. The first pass of the drive with 2:09 to go, Tom Brady drops back. The ball is tipped, and it goes to Sean Davis, the safety for the Steelers.
Right through his hands.
Right through. Like, it's floating to him, and he doesn't intercept at the end of the game. And Tony Romo goes, oh, no, when that happens, you know what usually happens if you give him a reprieve. And sure enough, Sean Davis was on every coverage. He had Rob Gronkowski the whole time. And Rob Gronkowski, after Sean Davis dropped a surefire interception that would have won the game, he got torched by Gronkowski. Then a two-point conversion.
That was...
A two-point conversion that Rob Gronkowski, a fade route.
Maybe my favorite.
And then he does this move where he points, laughs, and then spikes and laughs.
Well, then laughs.
You got to see this thing. I've never seen anything like it before. That was my favorite.
And, you know, the celebrations are getting so stupid now. Although Smith-Schuster's was pretty good, I thought, where he laid on the ground and standing over Vontaze Burfict, he reenacted the Vontaze Burfict hit.
As his celebration.
It wasn't even his celebration. It was Martavis Bryant's the one who caught the touchdown. And then so they thought, hey, Martavis, you catch a touchdown, one of us catch a touchdown, we're going to do this again. Like I was saying before the show, Juju Smith-Schuster's probably a bit of an S-head.
Yeah.
He's probably a little bit of an S-head.
I kind of like the move, if you want to know the truth.
I know you do. You don't like Burfict, so I get it.
No, Vontaze Burfict deserves everything he gets from anybody in the league.
I don't need him.
Because he is an S. He's been an S-head for how long?
I don't need it. I don't like guys getting hurt no matter what they've done in the past, but I get what you're saying. After the game, maybe I shouldn't have done it. If I didn't really know it was Burfict, but I guess I probably shouldn't have done it. And I didn't care.
No, and now let's make fun of it. Now let's make fun of Burfict laying on the ground.
Now let's celebrate it.
Yeah.
Let's make it part of a celebration that will last forever. So anyway, Rob Gronkowski catches a two-point conversion after all the ass-kicking he gives Sean Davis, who could have entered the game with, I kind of want to see what Pittsburgh articles look like right now, or message boards, or Pittsburgh Twitter, because he is just getting killed, I guarantee you. So the Steelers get the ball back. The first play, Smith-Schuster takes it to 22 on a kickoff, which kneel it and get it to the 25 and don't take any time off the clock. What are you doing? The rookie takes the ball to the 22, Smith-Schuster. He runs a shallow crossing route where there was like a rub route because they had a crosser coming right. Martavis Bryant was running right at his defender and then moved out of the way at the last second. Smith-Schuster catches it, turns the corner, and it looks like he's about to be knocked out for like a 17, 18-yard gain. And then for some reason, Richards couldn't get to him. And
nobody
all of a sudden, he's off and running, and he runs down to like the 10-yard line of the Patriots. And I'm thinking, well, this game's for sure going into overtime. Oh, it gets crazier from there. And remember, this was a 52 seconds is when they started that play. It went down in the 30s. Ben Roethlisberger, the next play, no timeout, right? I don't think there was a timeout. Was there, Dell?
No, I think he had. No.
No, they did call timeout. They did call timeout.
Oh, that's
because
right.
Tony Romo's screaming, get a timeout.
Yeah, I'm like,
Tony, you're a broadcaster. You can't be running amateur coach right now.
Yeah, but that was the right call.
Oh, yeah, it was the right call. Ben drops back, hits Jesse James, who has coverage maybe a yard and a half from him. He gets it. He turns, and he's catching. And as he's going to the ground, he contorts his body, turns, and reaches across the goal line to make sure it's a touchdown. It goes across the end zone. Boom, touchdown. They celebrate. Everyone celebrates. The broadcast is celebrating, and it's taken a while for them to kick the extra point. And they're like, Ben, and see if you can find the conversation, Del.
But as soon as I saw the play, though, I said, that ain't a catch. As soon as I saw it.
In fast motion?
When they showed the first replay. Oh, well, that's not a catch.
Well, see, I already knew what happened because I was on delay.
Oh, no.
So I knew what happened, so I wanted to see how. And they're like, finally, Jim Nantz goes, I don't know what's taking so long here. This is clearly a touchdown. See? And then Tony Romo goes, yeah, that's a touchdown. This is going to be a touchdown. And like, that's for sure going to be a touchdown. And now I know what had happened already. So I knew. Now I didn't know. I just knew. I knew what the final score was. I didn't know how it went down. Clearly, I could tell it was.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, I wonder how this is going to go down when they're going to figure out. And all of a sudden, Jim Nantz goes, unless they're looking at if the ball moved whenever he. So what happened was the old "you got to finish the catch" rule came in.
You have to survive the ground. That's the new saying. Is survive the ground.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's what they're saying. That's what the ref said. He did not survive the ground.
So he went across. Now, if it were a running back, and this is a running back play, if that was a running play, if it was a handoff to Jesse James,
a touchdown.
And he does the exact same thing, it's a touchdown.
Touchdown.
But because it's a catch where he clearly had possession and he's falling to the ground and he reaches to cross the goal line like you do as a running back.
It's the Dez Bryant play.
It's the Calvin Johnson play.
Calvin Johnson
it was
the and
the very
Dez
first
Bryant.
One against
then, yeah.
the Bears.
The Bears in the end zone.
And so they
right corner of the end zone.
And so they and like the Dez play and like the Calvin Johnson play, this is gonna have an incredibly bad taste in people's mouths. You could already hear Jim Nantz hinting at it because he clearly was in possession as he was reaching across the goal line. It's no different than what a running back does. And a running back doesn't have to hang on to the ball.
But you have to survive the ground on a catch.
Then why don't they have a rule where if a running back crosses or somebody crosses the plane, you have to survive the hit. Like, you have to maintain possession through the play.
Well, this is all, it's one motion, though. It's catch the ball. And the ground is included in catch the ball. Not that it's right or wrong. I thought it was a catch. It looks like it's a catch with your human eyes. That's a catch. It's not a catch. Not in the NFL.
Not by the rules.
Not by the rules.
They called it absolutely right. Is it time for them to change the rule and say, look, if you break the plane, anytime the ball breaks the plane, that's it?
No, they're going to keep this. You have to catch the ball through the ground.
Then running backs have to survive the play. They have to finish a play with the ball in their hands if they cross the. I don't like this idea that you can cross the plane and have it knocked away. Like, it's already a touchdown.
Well, but
they've already had possession.
Yeah, they have possession and it's crossed the plane.
Possession.
Yeah, Jesse
That's a
James
totally
clearly,
different thing, though.
But Jesse James clearly had possession of the catch.
Well, not with the new catch rule. Not with the new rules.
Yeah. No.
As
long as you have possession and you're running through the end zone, to me, you broke the plane.
Because, look, his knee was already down. His hip was already
down. Doesn't matter. He didn't survive the ground.
I just something's got to change with this.
It's just so convoluted.
It's too inconsistent. And I'm bringing up around.
But it's actually pretty consistent. If you don't survive the ground, it's not a catch.
But my point, it's not consistent because a running back can break the plane
and
not
different.
Finish.
He's had possession of the ball. This is saying you don't have possession of the ball until you catch the ball and are through the ground and through the play is over, where you actually, that's all one motion and that's all there is to it.
I would rather have them say, we are, like, because clearly, I'm not saying it wasn't called, it was called right. Let me first say that. But he clearly had possession of the football.
Yeah.
It was a catch. He didn't finish the catch, but he broke the plane. Now, anywhere else on the field, I'm fine with it. But once you break the plane, I want to see the consistency of a running back breaking the plane and a receiver breaking the plane. Hell, his knee was down already after he had that catch. It was called correctly, but they're going to have to look into this one because this is – or maybe they don't. I don't know.
I think it stays.
It was the right call.
It was the right call.
It doesn't feel right. It feels like the Steelers got job, but they didn't.
Sucks. It sucks for Dez. We got a break. Dell is saying, break, mother chokers, break. What is this?
He's playing a song. It's like the Oscar.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you. Thank you to the folks. Thank you.
Hey, guys, Christmas is coming this year, and go with a win-win. Give her something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. Super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footie pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You find all the Hoodie Footie styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footie has a drawstring hood and a full-zip front. Imagine getting to open that this holiday season, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footie and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com. Save $40. Today, do it. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them I sent you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How'd you view the touchdown that was called back?
You know, I don't have HD and all of that stuff, so, you know, it's really irrelevant how I feel about it, to be honest with you. It's not going to change the outcome of the game. I'm not going to cry over spilt milk and all of that crap and talk about replay. I ain't doing it.
Do you have a problem with Ben going for it in that situation?
No, man. We play and play to win. That's what we do.
All right, that was Mike Tomlin. Mr. Yass says the ball clearly moves, but I'm not positive the ball hit the ground. I just watched it again. It clearly hits the ground. As a matter of fact, he's laying on top of it. So the ball was on the ground, the Jesse James catch.
It moved too much anyway.
Well, it hit the ground. It was on the ground. And you know what? It by the letter of the law, we all know he caught the ball. Dez caught the ball. Calvin Johnson caught the ball. But they didn't. But they're not catches in the NFL.
Let's get Steven in here. Wants to talk about that call right now. What's up, Steven? How you doing?
I'm doing good. What happens if he catches that ball at the 5 at the same result?
It's incomplete. It's incomplete. It's the ball hitting the ground through the catch. You got to survive the ground no matter where it is on the field.
Okay.
That's incomplete.
Okay, Steven.
Yeah, that's incomplete.
It is.
Anywhere on the field.
It is. No, it's the rule
everywhere. Now, if he's going down and he's bobbling it and it never touches the ground, then it's a catch. But once the ball touches the ground, it's got to be, the ball cannot move in your hand. Can't twist in any way, shape, or form. The ball can touch the ground, but it cannot move in any way, shape, or form. It moved, Jerry. It moved.
No, I think it can move.
It can't move.
It can't.
If you have it tightly and it touches the ground, that's fine. If it doesn't move in your hands, but if it moves in your hands, then it can't. Then it's not a catch. Mm-hmm. Let's get Gilbert in here. See what he thinks about the Texans.
Oh, that should be good.
Hey, Gilbert, what's up?
Yeah, I have something to tell you about the Texans anyway.
What happened?
I want to talk about that Thursday night football game, you know.
Yeah. Well,
next year, I predict that one of those players is going to die during playing football games. Because the body needs to rest the play game once 4 days down the number. Anyway, you know.
Yeah.
And my cousin played football, and he had a stroke there, you know.
Well, kind of because of a Thursday.
So it's dangerous to have Thursday night football every week anyway, because it'd be dangerous for players to get hurt and get a concussion, you know.
Hold on.
Yep.
What does that have to do with your cousin playing? Did your cousin play Thursday night football?
Yeah, he plays Thursday night football.
I love to take your body heel and play football, you know.
Right. Wait a minute. So
one week, you know, it can't be every week to play, you know, like that. Anyway, because bloody day, someone's going to get killed in it. They're not football. That's too much. That's too. Your body needs rest to play football anyway. You know.
Yeah.
That's true or false?
No. Somebody's going to die. I'm sure. I like your prediction. That's a great way to start a Monday morning with someone will die.
A prediction that next year someone's going to die
on a Thursday
field.
Night. Sign guilty. What if it happens? Then what are we going to say?
Blame it on NFL commissioner.
No, we're not doing that, Gilbert.
No, I think we're going to blame it on Gilbert.
We're not blaming the commissioner. It's now going to be on you.
Gilbert's got something going on in that room other than his VCR.
Gilbert, you should have never even said that because now
Killigan's
it's going to be
Island
on
video.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Oh, he ever played football before
Lance.
He played football before.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, he played Thursday nights.
Yeah, he used to play Thursday. Actually, I think we did play Thursdays now that I think about it. We did play Thursdays.
Thursdays, yeah.
Well, in junior high, we played on Thursdays.
Right, right. So, and Lance survived it.
I did.
But that's where you got ADD, though.
4 days or not?
Huh?
How did it offer for your body heal up anyway?
No, football? More than four. I'm not a fan. Gilbert, I'm not a fan of Thursdays.
I will say this, though. And, Gilbert, we appreciate
it. It's just a cash grab. Thursday games are only a cash grab, right?
Right.
Why don't you do it on Friday? You know why? You don't want to mess with high school football.
Well, let me ask you this. Nobody ever had any issue. And I agree with Golic on this one. Mike Golic says, wait a minute, we played Thursdays on Thanksgiving every year. Nobody ever said anything about that game.
One time.
And that's right. And only you only play one time. Each team only plays one time per year on Thursday night.
Oh.
So why is it a big deal now? Now, Washington
and
Dallas played two, but they played back-to-back weeks.
Well, here's the
thing. So it was a week off.
I think once here's the problem. Man, I asked my dad about this because I want to get his take on this. And he, you know, from a practical standpoint, he likes after the game's over that you have all that additional time. Right. He likes that. But he said, look, it is tough. Like the scheduling, they one time had to play the Baltimore Ravens, the Steelers did, on a Sunday night game and then come back and play the Thursday game. They were Thursday in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
How did that happen?
No, that's piss poor. That can't happen.
Somebody screwed
you
up.
You have
the
to play. If you're going to play on Thursday, you have to play at Sunday at home.
Yeah.
That should be a no-brainer. This should not even be arguable. If you're playing
you
on Thursday.
You shouldn't be playing a night game either.
No, or a night game. Right. Yeah. Right.
You shouldn't play that night game either. But because I remember that happening like in I want to say it was 08, 09. And, but he said.
But nobody's ever made a big deal about playing on Thanksgiving.
I've asked that question to different players probably over the last 6-7 years. And it's been actually, believe it or not, 50-50.
Yeah.
Some guys hate it and think it's very dangerous, and some guys don't. But the problem is, I think once you get to week 8 or beyond, you got guys who are too beat up and nursing too many injuries. I just think it takes too long to recover. You don't have time to install game plan and recover both. It's too hard. Late in the season, if you really care about player safety, you really have got to eliminate these Thursday night
about,
games.
Though. That's not what it's about, though. Everyone knows it's a money grab.
Well, I don't agree with that at all.
Everybody knows it's a money grab.
I think it's about safety.
You think it's player safety to play Thursday night games?
I think the commissioner's doing everything he can
because
he
wants that 10 days off for the after that Thursday.
No one ever talks about the 10 days. How come we don't ever focus on the 10 days, the extra rest they get?
No. Nobody's ever thinking about that.
Oh, going to London. How about that you usually have a bye week after? No one talks about how smart that is to have the bye week after the London trip.
As opposed to before.
Or Mexico City trip. Yeah.
As opposed to before. All right. Well, I was just over at Klein's the other day, as a matter of fact.
We're good for everything? Are we good?
We're all
for this
Friday?
Man,
it is unbelievably good. I mean, it is incredibly good. And Mark is open and late. Listen, guys. Klein's open late until 9 p.m. on Thursdays. So we want you to get over there. And here's the deal. You go Thursday, and then he'll have the stuff ready for you on Friday, the 21st, which is the 22nd, which is when we're going to be there. This is the week that you get to Klein's, okay? He is at 5868 Westheimer, right by Houston's and Jason's Deli, right in between those two. It is going to be on Friday morning from 7 until 11. We're going to have the basketball goal. We're going to have the onside kick. We're going to have drills. We're going to have eggnog challenge. Every single person that comes is going to leave with something. Every single person. And it's going to be pretty cool. We got a bunch of t-shirts coming. John and Lance t-shirts that are going to be awesome. Everybody is going to get something when they come. And it could be something really nice, like a diamond, pendant. It could be a watch. It could be something. We've also got a giant cooler that we're giving away. We've also got I'm going to give away my Texans tickets. I got two Texans tickets that I'm giving away with the parking pass.
That's tons and tons of stuff.
It's awesome.
Thousands of gifts. It's the day of a thousand gifts.
Are you trying to punish people?
No, I want them to go see the Texans beat the Steelers. That's what I want on Christmas Day.
Once
it'll
again,
be a merry, jolly,
the
jolly
question
holly
still
Christmas.
Stands. Are you trying to punish people?
It's a holly,
what
jolly
if it's a Steeler fan, Dell?
Yeah, Dell.
Are you looking to give it to a Steeler fan?
Probably. That's the only ones that are going to want it, right? All right, so 832-316-1388. You can text Mark Klein at 832-316-1388. That's his cell phone. You can text him a picture of whatever you want or call him and ask him if he's got something right now at Klein's Fine Jeweler, KleinsJewelry.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
80% chance of rain for the party, which is perfect. It doesn't get any better than to have rain during the party.
I didn't go rain.
It ain't
gonna rain.
Won't it be better for offensive pass rushing drills?
It'll change.
If it's wet.
You guys are coming. Don't you even like start to get
don't
hesitant.
Don't be little wussies.
It's not gonna
rain. Oh, it's raining. I can't go.
Let's see what it says tomorrow.
Like Sweet Miller's not gonna be out there even if it's raining?
I know. You know our boy Sweet's gonna be there. But
Kobos K not gonna be out there?
You think it's Kobos K, but it's Kobos Q as in barbecue. But when you see it, it's like Spanish.
Yeah.
Like you think Kobos K. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's Kobos Q.
I just had to catch myself because I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's Kobos Q.
See, look, here's the new weather reports has now 50% chance of rain.
Oh, see?
Down from 80.
See, DJ Lockdown?
Yeah, if you
start, just scared like a little biznotch.
You can't be looking at that 9 days out and think it's going to
rain.
Out.
Make my pee-pee hurt when it's wet.
It ain't going to rain.
If your pee-pee hurts when it's wet, then don't come.
Listen, if you don't like beer, barbecue, vomit, pass protection drills, free watches, earrings, all that stuff, then you know, that's
John
probably
Lance
not gonna,
t-shirts.
Yeah, free t-shirts. It's probably not going to be the place.
Oh,
if you don't like free things, it's probably not going to be the
thing. How about a hoop from Hoop Sporting Goals and Equipment?
Oh,
you like those? You want to shoot threes?
Now, why would I want to do?
You want to rain threes?
Why would I want to have a bunch of fun?
Wait,
why
you know
would
we're going to
have a bunch of
every
fun?
Every single person is going to shoot a three.
Mm-hmm.
If they hit, they move on to the next round. If they miss, beat it. You're
we
out.
For sure got that okay with Keith Tate and Hoops is coming out.
Yeah, okay. JT's going to pick it up.
Oh, good.
In his truck.
Nice.
Yeah. The only thing is how we're going to bring it back. We don't know that.
Maybe we're giving it away.
Maybe we don't give it back.
Who, do rock, paper, scissors, y'all can have this goal. Well, are we supposed to bring it back? Do you want to know how to get it back? It's a giveaway. It turned into a giveaway. But you got to take it out of here. We don't know.
If somebody lives in Tomball and they want to bring it back to Keith Tate, that'd be great. That's all I'm saying. If you have a pickup and you want to bring it back to Keith Tate, that's awesome.
Hey, let's get Mario.
Is it Mario or is it Mario? Because I know it's Mario Ellie. Is it Mario or Mario?
It's Mario.
What's up, Mario? How you doing?
¿Qué pasó, Mario?
I'm doing all right today. How y'all doing?
Good, we're doing good.
I'm just a little frustrated with last night's game. Like, what retard in the NFL changed the whole adage of once it broke the plane, it was a touchdown, and the ground cannot cause a fumble. If you read the rule, it's so contradictory because once you read it, it states that once a player touches you and you're down, the ground can't cause a fumble. But if he doesn't touch you, the ground can cause a fumble.
Right.
That's retarded. And then for two, there was a play a couple years ago where Arian Foster ran in the end zone and it hit. He had it with the top of his hands, hit the ground, popped out, and they called that a not a touchdown. But he was already well past the play. I'm going to just hang up and let y'all see what y'all have to say.
Well, we'll talk about that.
I don't know if it's the R word.
We got to fade the R word multiple times,
right,
which is not going to sit well with people.
Right. So,
to your point, though,
Yes, there are different rules for running backs and wide receivers, and it is contradictory. The ground can't cause a fumble for running backs, but it can cause incompletion for receivers. Okay. Shouldn't you have to finish the run without fumbling too? Like, why can't you finish run? That's probably the best argument for one of those needs to change. And then what if they said, the NFL said, okay, ground can cause fumbles now. You happy? Done. We're done. Wait, what? No, you just made it worse.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's right. If it's not, if he's, you're absolutely right, though. The ground can cause the fumble if he hasn't been touched. Like Russell Wilson yesterday, dropping back, and the ball actually skimmed the ground, and he fumbled it. And but I think part of that was he just didn't want to be playing anymore. He wanted to go to the sideline. But if he had been touched and the ball touched the ground, then it would not have been a fumble. You're right. I mean, it's really, but we know what the rules are, guys. We know what it is. If you're catching the ball, you have to go through the ground, and you have to catch. That's
it. Forget all that then. Do they change any of these rules?
No. Because this is the same crap that happened last year. It's the same crap that happened with Dez Bryant. This is 3 years ago, Dez Bryant now. And nothing changed. This is the rule. It's the rule of the rule.
Ryan says, in order for it to be ruled a catch, the receiver must accept the ball into his heart as his Lord and Savior.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's not true.
That's not how. The Lord doesn't have to.
I didn't see Jesse James to get baptized on the way to the ground.
The receiver doesn't have to accept the ball into his heart. That's not how that works, Ryan. There's nothing that says that.
After further review, that is an incomplete pass. Jesse James did not get baptized on the way to the ground. Incomplete.
Oh, but we haven't even got to this. Ben Roethlisberger. How about there's way more New England, Pittsburgh talk than Houston, Jacksonville. But Ben Roethlisberger.
And?
On the very next play. They ran a. What was the very next play? The very next play.
Did he avoid a sack? And then he dumped it off.
Yeah, it was tackled inbound, so the clock's still running. So Ben fakes a spike, and Juju Smith-Schuster runs basically. He's flexed out. He's the outside. He's a split end. So he runs basically a slant/crossing route into the teeth of the defense. Three defenders there, and Ben, instead of airmailing one into the bleachers and kicking a field goal and moving on to overtime, he tries to rifle a bullet in, and it gets deflected and intercepted. I mean, Ben does some dumb things sometimes, that was there.
But afterwards, he said, I wanted to clock it. But then he said he wanted another play, but that would have been fourth down, so you couldn't have another
play. What did you want? You want to clock it or not? Which one did you want?
Well, clock it and go to overtime. But
you could have. It's called throwing in the stands.
Well, right. But he decided, you know what? This is this organization, though, between the Tuck rule, between Russell Wilson's pass in the Super Bowl, between Ben Roethlisberger.
How lucky they are.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. The New England Patriots, and it couldn't have no worse fan base. I mean, it's unbelievable. The whole league is our bitches. All of you. All of you are our bitches. All of you. So you can suck on that, Roethlisberger. You can suck on that, Russell Wilson, with your fake virgin girlfriend. You can all suck on that. And like, oh, these guys. Oh, I mean, the worst people. And there's Gronk, who's a perfect Patriot. Just better than everyone. He's an A. He just does
and
irritating stuff.
Love him.
He does irritating stuff. And the a-hole fans with their a-hole tight end who you can't stop or you can't beat. And then,
by the way, they're a-hole quarterback. Brady's an a-hole.
Except he's perfect.
Yeah, no, but he's not intentionally
except for his perfection.
He doesn't taunt. He's not a taunter.
He whines when he gets hit. Hey, he hit me too hard.
He yells at his coaches.
Yeah, he's an a-hole.
If Cam did that, what would everybody have said?
He's not an a-hole. He's a
undisciplined.
Spur. He's a spur. He's Manu Ginobili.
No,
he's
Tony Parker. If Cam did that,
he's Tim Duncan.
What about yelling at his coach? So that's not it. That's Antonio Brown.
And when Antonio does it, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
When Tom does it, he's just a competitor. He's just a competitor. He's not a bad guy. He's not a bad.
No, you know when you get the competitor. You know when you can do that. I know where you're going.
Five Super Bowls. That's when you can do it.
When you have all those rings, you turn into competitor.
Or you look a certain way.
You mean with the hair plugs?
Yeah, and you carry a sheep in a commercial. All those things, yeah.
And you wear Uggs?
Yeah, all those things. When you look a certain way, you can say stuff like, oh, he just lost football.
Like Odell Beckham?
He just loves football. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's just a guy. He's a jerk and a guy doesn't understand football. He's not a good teammate. That's what he is.
Well, those are all true. They can also, they kinda, you know, it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive.
Tommy is a competitor who just loves the game. He's just got this fire in him, the will to win. Hey, Odell, that's hold not how football's supposed
Tom
to be played,
can't
Odell.
Hear you. He can't hear you because he's got all those rings, rings in his ear.
There's ringing.
He's a competitor. There's nothing wrong with him doing that.
Nope.
Shut up.
No, there's nothing wrong with Tommy doing it. Not Tommy, boy.
All those other guys are just bad guys.
758 ESPN 97.5.
Well, if you missed it earlier, you know this on the podcast because Gilbert predicted death on the field next year.
Thursday night game.
Hey, we're trying to get to, we'll find out. I think we're going to try to get Adam Klant. Not him.
What the hell?
Adam Kaplan. Yeah, we're definitely not getting him to talk football. This is unbelievable. So Texans. Texas doing Texans things. Anyone can say that. We'll try to get Adam Kaplan, an actual football insider who knows football.
Does Kaplan do Jim Rohn impressions too?
No. He's just busy being.
Matthew McConaughey?
No.
That sucks.
He is an ESPN insider who was part of the ESPN purge, so he's no longer with the ESPN, but he's still getting a paycheck. So that happens. We're going to try to get Adam on here in just a little bit. He also is in Philadelphia, so I don't know Philly. I don't know. Me and Daniel Jeremiah had that argument about, is Philly still the favorite? And I said Rams, and he thinks it's still the Eagles, and Foles did have 4 touchdowns. That's a pretty garbage Giants
team. Let's throw the Vikings in there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, probably at some point I've never seen anyone not buy into a team quite like the Vikings. I have a hard time
they got everything.
No one buys into the Vikings. No.
I'm just waiting for Teddy Bridgewater to come back. Oh, wait, I did see that yesterday, and he looked more jittery than Blaine Gabbert.
He really looked, Teddy looked nervous, like somebody was going to tear his knee up again.
Case was over there going, with rubbing his hands.
Yes! He sucks!
No, enough of that crap, okay?
You see Mike Zimmer? You see?
Well, how could you possibly take Case out? Look at how he's won.
And Case got his game up. Huh? And getting your game up is what Men's T Clinic is all about. Getting your game up. I was terrifying my wife every single second this weekend. Just like she saw that demented look on my face. I'm like, you better be careful now because it's about to be nacho time again. And that's some of the spark you get going over from Men's T Clinic. You also get your energy level back. And if you are someone who feels like you just are in a rut energy-wise, you're always tired, your workouts aren't providing you you're not seeing the results from the workout, maybe you're having a hard time getting through the workout, you're not converting that belly fat to lean muscle mass, these are all potential issues with low testosterone. And you wouldn't, it happens naturally. It's not anything that you're doing necessarily. And Men's T Clinic can test you. And then if you're low, they can start to treat you. And when you get treated, you're going to find a huge result. The first thing you do, you see, is a spike in energy. And then within about a month to 6 weeks, you start to see transformations body-wise, especially if you're working out. It's going to really make a huge difference. And you can get back to being the real you, not the old you. We get back to being the real you. And that is all with one phone call, 713-568-1175. Men's T Clinic, 2 locations here in Houston with 2 more to come. MensTClinic.com, location in Cypress, and location right there at 1801 Durham at I-10 where I go. The results are astounding, and they are fast. MensTClinic.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.